girl who swirls Chris Carrison from Beyond Black and White, coming at you with another question of the week. And this has to do with social media, technology, and to show a picture and to not show a picture. I'm going to go ahead and answer this writer's question, and then after I write her answer her question, I'm going to address just some things that I've noticed on some of the profiles that I get. People have asked me to review their profiles on social media, on online dating stuff, and I'm starting to see a trend, and I want to address that, but I'll get to that at the end. So, here is the question. I would like your advice on an issue that I'm wrestling with. I met a European man online on a language exchange site. He's 45 years old, never been married, and has no kids. He says that he's a computer engineer, but the problem is he seems very socially awkward. We've talked every week via Skype for the past 6 months, with the conversation lasting more than 3 hours at a time, but I have yet to see what he looks like. He tells me that he feels great when he talks to me, and one time I was unavailable and he says he hopes that he'll be able to survive not speaking with me that week. He sent me pictures of his mom, but none of himself. What? He's always on time for our conversation and is always very respectful, but I'm afraid I'm wasting my time. I'm ready to tell him that I can no longer be friends with him. By the way, I'm 39 years old, divorced, and with one teenage child. Okay, so here's my advice to you. I wouldn't stop being his friend, but I would give up all hope of a romantic relationship with this man who, in the age of technology, where you could basically buy a camera for $2 at 7-Eleven, won't show you his face. There's something that he's hiding, whether it's the fact that he's, he could be 88 years old. He could have a horn growing out of his head, you know? He could be the elephant man, or he could just be, like you said, really socially awkward. And, okay, let's just say it's that. Do you really want to be involved with someone so socially awkward that they are afraid to even show their face? You know, and I know there's this romantic notion of getting to know somebody from the inside out and really falling in love with somebody's personality. And women are really good at this. That's one of the things that I love about women, is that we can fall in love with our hearts. And it's not always the visual thing for us. However, in this day and age, there's just simply no excuse for you not to know what this guy looks like. And why he would show you a picture of his mom, I there's something this guy is hiding. That's an obvious thing. I mean, there's just no question that he's hiding something, but is it a little something, or if it's a big something? Even if it's the obvious fear of showing you his face, do you really want to be bothered with somebody who doesn't want to show their face? So, if you are enjoying having a nice conversation with this man and he's nice to you and you can maintain a friendship and not expect for this man to like swoop in and be like Mr. Hunk and riding in on his horse and sweeping you away and starring in action movie flicks because he's so hot, then fine. Just don't expect for this man to be your Prince Charming. And if you can manage your own expectations and just deal with him on a friendship level, then I think you're better off, because he's hiding something and he's not worth your time. And make sure that whatever time that you're giving him isn't taking away from a true search for somebody who you want, especially if it's somebody that you're interested in, or somebody that you want to pursue in a relationship. And so, moving on with that, speaking of pictures, I had a young lady, I'm actually melding both of these two questions of the week. I had a young lady who reached out to me who is divorced, has two kids, and she's on a she's on an online dating site. I think she said it was AfroRomance.com, and she was wondering why the men who approach her are seem to be like very heavily using sexual overtones or undertones, and they don't seem to be taking her seriously. So I asked her to send me some pictures and to send me a copy of her profile. And I just wanted to get an idea of what her issue was. So first thing, she had a picture of her and her kids. That's a no-no. You're trying to sell you. You're trying to not sell the package. I know this sounds really sexist, but it's a total subliminal thing. Like, guys are gonna look at those kids and be like, instant family, next. And that's not to say that the heart won't want what it wants, and that later on, once they find out how amazing you are, and by extension, how amazing your kids are, that it all can't work out. But just putting all that information in the forefront is probably a little bit too scary. Now, the second thing is that when I observed this woman and her pictures, aside from the pictures of her and her kids, she was not smizing. We all know what smizing is. Smiling with your eyes. Just being happy and carefree, right? She was like this. Like trying to do the whole sexy, smirky thing. No. Studies show that men really like women who look happy and carefree and smile. So that means pictures that look like this, and this, and this, and this, and this. Okay? They want to see you happy. They want to see a real smile. They want to see exuberant, carefree woman who's going to be fun to be with. When you're looking like this, you don't look fun to be with. You look like you're a lot of maintenance, and so you're not going to grab the attention of somebody who might otherwise be a good match for you, because you're just not giving out the right nonverbal communication. Now, the third thing was her actual profile of things that she said. She did mention that she was, you know, easygoing and fun and liked to do things, and she's a family woman and all this other stuff, but she also got into, I want a man who has a job and has good credit because and works, because I do all of those things, and you know, that's what I want. Now, that's really unnecessary. You will find out within like 5 minutes, within 3 emails, if the person who responds to you has a job or if he lives in his mom's basement. It's not something that you need to put in there, and it just sounds like you're a hard ass, like ball busting woman who's like looking for somebody to, you know, be working to help her take care of her kids. So in addition to you need to work, you need to have good credit and all this other stuff, you also have pictures of your kids. This is not, you know, this is all about packaging and marketing. And this is about packaging your best self. This is about presenting your best self for the lucky candidate who is going to see how awesome you really are. And so a lot of what this is packaging your best self. That means pictures that depict the best part of you. Having pictures where it shows your whole body to show that you're fit. You don't have to be half naked, but just have some idea. These are kind of the things that men and women are looking for. And again, I just want to backpedal and say that I'm not saying that you should expect somebody who doesn't have a job, doesn't have good credit, and all that stuff. If you have those things, absolutely you should expect those things from a mate. But it's not something that you put in a profile. What you want to put in a profile is your best self, something creative, and then issue a challenge. Men love challenges. And it could just be a little tease, like, you know, I'm fit. Can you keep up with me? Or, you know, just something to rile that natural competitiveness that a lot of men have. Just have a sort of teasy, flirtatious thing going on, and share a little bit about yourself. You don't need to put a lot, and you don't need to necessarily have a checklist of expectations, because again, that comes with the filtering process, which happens pretty soon after the initial contact. You'll be able to find out those things. And what I suggest is that by 3 emails, there should be some sort of contact, whether it's Skype or a telephone call. There should be some contact, and within a week or two of talking, there should be some effort to meet in person. Do not waste your time, ladies. Like the woman who I started with, who's like talking to a guy she doesn't know what he looks like. Why are you wasting your time on men like this? Like, time is short. Your time is precious. So manage your time, just like you manage your time at work, manage your dating time. And don't waste your time with things that aren't gonna pan out. Cut and run, move along, keep it going. All right, so if you guys have a question for me, you can reach me at Christelyn, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L-Y-N, at beyondblackwhite.com. Bye.